not. Ushers, can we help some people find a seat, please? You know, somebody had said that, I mean, obviously the lack of attendance in these type of meetings indicate great trust from within the people of our church concerning what we do with the finances of this church. But, you know, obviously, you know, we love to comb through the details and just show the, you know, the process of the provision, the impact that's made. And I appreciate you so much being here in attendance. And for everybody that's watching on YouTube that could not be in attendance here tonight, we welcome you as well, right, everybody? We welcome our YouTube audience. Thank you so much for being here. you know, there's this scripture in Proverbs, it's 21:20, and it says, "The wise store up riches, and the fools devour." And, you know, I kind of did some hermeneutics, which is the study of Scripture, and surgery on Scripture to kind of dig into the history and context behind this verse. And when it says store up, it also means steward over, which means they always know how much they have, when they have, you know, they just have a great understanding of what it is that they have. And I think that's so important. It says, and the fools devour, that in the Hebrew translates to just ignorance of what they have. They don't plan, they don't prepare, they just devour what they have without a care and concern of what they have. And there's a difference here. You see wisdom and foolishness. And so we obviously want to be wise with what it is that we're doing here, to know what it is we have, to see the details of all of our provision and be stewards over the giving that comes into this church that we're so very thankful for. So before we dig in any further, can we just open up with a word of prayer? Let's pray. God, we thank you so much just for wisdom. Thank you, God, for stewardship, Lord, just taking care of what it is that you have given us, what it is that you provide to us from the faithfulness in the hearts of we, your people. God, it's an honor to be a family. And Lord, tonight we celebrate the business side of that family, God, to see what our finances went to, what our finances accomplished. And God, we just ask for you to have your way in this time. Bless every person here. Bless every person watching, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right. Well, here we are, Journey Church. And for those of you who don't know, Journey Church is a church that is run and governed by an executive board. I myself, the senior pastor of the church, am the president of this executive board. But we're a little different than most other churches that maybe you have been familiar with, wherein board members are made up primarily of the congregation members. And deacons, they used to call them back in the day, that, you know, it was in a voting constituency. And you know, I've personally felt before we started Journey Church that need not be our structure, where we've got politics in the pew, per se. I've just seen so much division. If you look at the local church in America and the division that happens in the local church in America, the attrition that happens in the local church in America between pastors, youth pastors, children's pastors. The average pastor in America stays, their tenure is 2.5 years at a church, and then they go somewhere else. The average youth pastor is a year. It's actually right under a year. The average children's pastor, 10 months. Worship pastor, 10 months. We just have a lot of attrition. The average deacon, but you know, it stays not that long. Church members don't stay very long. It's a lot of transferring happening, and I just believe there's a lot of that, just in my experience, has come from a lot of politics, unnecessary arguments. I mean, I've been a part of a business meeting. The prices, we're talking a little bit about our history with church business meetings before we started here. And I just remember being a part of a church business meeting where the leadership were just fighting over whether or not the missionettes would pay for the water fountain or the Royal Rangers would. And neither of them wanted to give dollars for it. It was like bloody war over a water fountain and just over whether or not the carpet should be brown. And it's like, we should not concern the people of God with the color of the carpet or whether or not somebody's going to take care of a water fountain or not. Anyway, it's just, and these are just little examples, but it's very serious infighting that takes place. And anyhow, so we have an executive board of people that I'm accountable to. It's not that we don't want accountability to our people at all. I'm accountable. I love accountability. I thrive on accountability. So we have an executive board that's set up, and I am accountable to this executive board through my leadership, through what it is we do here at this church, to ensure that I am integral with what I do, to ensure that we are integral with our finances, to ensure that we do what we need to do and what we're supposed to do, why we were planted. And that executive board is made up of five individuals. Myself, obviously, Pastor Steve Lummer, who I have worked for a total of 9 years full-time, but has been a product of his ministry for about 13 years altogether, just committed to what it is. And I've been his worship pastor, his janitor, his youth pastor, over his children's programs, done every possible thing. And he has just taken me and really molded me into the pastor that I am, a love for people and just a love for process. And I look up to him. And so I love to have a board that where the person isn't afraid to tell me no. He gladly tells me no quite often when I ask him for advice on things or I want to do something. You may not know this, but before we were going to buy this building, I was really interested in a building on 47 before you get to Hawk Point. It's an old concrete warehouse, and it was about 35, 40,000 square feet. And I was like, vision dreaming. I mean, and then I was wanting the Tri-County Sports Complex, vision and dreaming. And they were like, no, you know, I don't feel a peace in my heart about that. And here's why. I've bit off more than I can chew before. And just some of our executive board, they've been where I'm going, and they offer wisdom at levels that are just a big blessing to my life. So that's just kind of an example. Pastor Doug Reed, who is an incredible person. Might I say, Pastor Steve Lummer has nearly 40 years experience in the ministry full-time. And I lean on that. I look to that. I draw from that. Pastor Doug Reed, nearly 30 years in the ministry full-time. And so obviously he has helped me and he grows me in ways and he comes and challenges me and asks me about my prayer life and asks me about my marriage and ensuring that I am at a place I need to be for you as your pastor, and I appreciate that. And Shafana Henderson, she's served very faithfully on our board for a long, long time, was really instrumental in getting us up off the ground legally. She's got a degree in nonprofit business management, and so she served faithfully, and obviously it's indefinite terms for everybody as long as they feel God's called them to. And Shafana this year will end up stepping off, and has been a great, great blessing. There's no division or anything like that, but just served her term and served her purpose in our church. And so we're praying about who that replacement will be. And then obviously we do have Randy Garner here, who has a considerable amount of experience when it comes to church finances, all the way back in St. Peter's Assembly of God days when Pastor David Blunt was pastoring the church, pastor of Church on the Rock at the now, but before he was at St. Peter's Assembly of God, and Randy was on that board and was just a part of that process and understands church finances, how they work, and he's just an incredible gift to this church and serves as our chief financial officer of the church. And so it's really, really great to have what we have here in this church. And these are people that love this church, pray for this church, and help lead this church in ways that we don't see. So I just want to acknowledge them and honor them in this moment as well. So, hey, let's dig in to what it is that we have here in the financial context. And Rainey's going to jump in here. And if you guys have questions, we're going to take questions at mile markers here throughout our time. We don't plan on being a long time by any means. But I want to kind of dig in, Jake, if you could go to the first slide. I want to share our total income for 2016 that we received here at Journey Church. Whew! Almost there. was my prayer. And but to see that number is absolutely astounding, since our first year was right under $40,000 in our first year. So to be able to see $496,970.90 come in for our church in the year 2016 is something to celebrate. Amen. And that's phenomenal. And I want to kind of give you a breakdown and understanding of what that income looks like in the group. So we'll start, Jake, if you could go to the next slide, in the context of tithes and offerings. Tithes and offerings is the big chunk of that number right there. That right there is $353,556.94. And if you were to average that out, and this is just our tithes and offerings, so when we come up here on Sunday and we share, you know, what it is that, you know, we do, hey, you know, come and give, we basically see that amount right there make up for the big portion of that amount. That's about 71% of our total income comes in through what it is we gain on Sunday morning. And that's about $6,800 a week. I apologize, I'm kind of off here on my notes. $6,800 a week, 71% of our total income comes through the venue of tithes and offerings. Jake, if you could go to the next slide, in combination with that, I want to give you kind of where the other breakdowns come to make up that total number there. Outreach and missions totals $41,664.20. We're going to break down kind of what that, you know, La Providence, Dream Center giving, that kind of makes up our outreach and missions income right there. A big part of that is La Providence, and we'll share with you in the expense portions just what those numbers are. Our building fund, $67,184.95. For those of you that were a part of the 2016 Dream, you know that our goal was $50,000 for the 2016 Dream, and you're saying, look at that, that's a lot more than that. How are we short? Because I communicated that we were short in that. This includes January up to February when we were moving here. Obviously, income was still coming from our original building program to get into this property and to get us into this place. People were still thankfully giving down to the 11th hour to get us into this place here. So that's what we received in 2016. If you combine 2015 and 2014, it's a little over a couple hundred thousand dollars that was given just toward our building program, and we're very thankful for that. But that's what came in 2016, and we'll share with you kind of some of the expenses in that regard. Our youth brought in, and I'm sharing with you some of our major chunks, was $22,000.73, and a primary chunk of that was youth camp, which youth camp ended up totaling around $17,000, if I'm not mistaken. So that was our total income that we got from youth camp. Obviously, we took a lot of students and leaders to youth camp, over 70, I believe, we took this year altogether, and so times, you know, a lot of money per student and leader, it's going to come into a lot of our income here. And then other ministries, kind of what that looks like, because it's $12,000, I want to share with you what those amounts are. Like $1,400 of the other ministries was kids camp. We brought in money for kids camp, income for kids camp. $3,000 is connections. And Connections Ministry includes our cafe primarily and our FOE. If a t-shirt's purchased or coffee and donuts and all that type of stuff, it's $3,000 what we got in last year from cafe, which is just a little over our expense amount. So it's kind of a wash in our connections area. Crew was $3,000, and that primarily comes in through our Momentum conference, where our guys pay to go to Momentum, and that totals that's the primary route of all that income there. And Savor was $4,500, which is our Beth Moore event. They also did a special event where they went to Springfield to go see Beth Moore live this past summer, so that accounted for that income. And then $700 for sports, which is softball. And so that right there is $12,000 that kind of totals the other ministries there in our income. So this is just kind of a breakdown of our income. In the context of income, does anybody have any questions on our income? We're going to break into expenses here in just a moment. Anybody online? Yeah. Just kidding. And if you do have any questions online, shoot us an email at info@journeychurchmo.com. info@journeychurchmo.com. And if anybody asks a question here, we'll repeat the question if they're not comfortable asking into the microphone so that you can hear where you're watching on YouTube here. But that's our income, and we celebrate that. That's absolutely phenomenal. We want to dig into expense. So, Jake, if you could go to the next slide. Our total expenses this year was $536,505.78. And for those of you that are budget savvy people, that's what you call a net loss. And so I will address, and Randy, we will address the net loss here in a moment. But before we dig into the net loss, I want to kind of break down the categories as we did with the income on what these categories entailed when it comes to our expenses. And we'll start with our highest category, which is administration. And this is our administration category of our expense budget. And as you can see, this is a breakdown on the right part of that screen of what our expenses are inside of the administration category. Obviously, the primary part of our administration category is salaries and or paying for Social Security tax for our employees that have that. And so that right there is 95% of our administration budget is salaries. Mind you, this is just one department inside of all the expenses, but 95% of all the money that comes in goes to salaries. That would be a very unbalanced organization. But in our administration budget, we kind of built it to be just like that. So 95% of our administration budget is salary. And as you can see, that's not an extravagant amount. I'm not proud of that amount by any means of it, because that amount includes 5 full-time employees and 1 small part-time employee. And so as you can see, the majority of our staff last year was quite under the average of what the median income was for a home in Lincoln County, and I'm not proud of that. We want to do more, we pray to do more, but in order for that to be more, more needs to be given, and obviously that's a delicate subject to talk about, and so we just take it to the Lord and trust our needs. The majority of our staff are dual income homes, so I don't want anybody to think that our staff are on government assistance programs by any means of that nature. They're all quite, you know, taken care of, and I meet with our staff every year to ensure that their homes are taken care of. And this year, God has blessed the offerings in such a way that we were able to give an increase to every single staff member this year in the amount of $5,000 each annually. And so that's been a big blessing for our staff, and we pray to continue to build that to at least meet, at the very least meet, what the median income is here in our community. And to exceed that, our staff works so hard, they deserve it. The personality and the impact that they all make is phenomenal. And we're very thankful for our staff. Amen? Amen. Amen. I'm pointing to them. Amen. They're awesome. And so another little bit of breakdown here on what the administration expenses are is, obviously, you know, some expenses just really can't find a category of its own, so we kind of bunch it into miscellaneous. And Rainy, I want you, if you would, just to kind of speak to what that miscellaneous category entails.
Well, what I included in that this year, the $4,000, was things like start and go. For while we were moving here, before we got some storage, we had some rental units that we
over
had
there by the what's the name of the, what is it called? Ultimate Fitness. Yeah. Yes, all those storage sheds.
So we had that. We had Chamber of Commerce membership dues. Payment for individuals, like we charge a fee for weddings, and mm-hmm. then we pay an individual to clean and to run the sound system, and so it comes out of miscellaneous. I included in that the appliances that we had for the kitchen. Did not include that in our building fund budget. We had budgeted after.
No other department had the ability to do it, so we had to
squeeze
it.
The appliances for the kitchen in there. was a big part of that, and Sam's Club's membership, things like that that we do that really doesn't fall, that all the departments use those types of things, and so we drop that into miscellaneous. So that kind of is a summary of the types of things that you find in that category.
I'm just thankful to have appliances. Yeah. I walked in when that stove was put in and just stared at it for 10 minutes and just smiled all by myself. I mean, I prayed for that type of stuff, you know. I believed for a long, long time for appliances. And again, in the net loss, we'll kind of hit on why that met that particular line item there. But also want to note, Randy, he's the one that combs through all of this. He's the one that provides all of these numbers and tracks and accounts. I don't touch a single dollar that comes through here at Journey Church. I've made that my principle. And, you know, don't touch the glory or the gold. And pastors should never have to do that. And so he does that, and it's really, really incredible. I'll obviously make the decisions on budget ends and major purchases, but you know, he's the one that combs through and tracks and accounts for our finances, so we're very thankful for him. You know, just to say, he does this in a volunteer aspect too. Missy and I were talking about this, and he hates it that I would even have to say this, and I'll probably get in trouble for saying this, but there is not a volunteer in this church that works as hard and as long as him. To have done this since day one, to give of his time, to work hours, to do what it is that he does here is for the love of this church, and I thank you for all that you do. Sir, I absolutely thank you for that.
Thank you.
Obviously, we have a cell phone allowance, and that's where that comes into play. I can't even get over how expensive cell phones are anymore. Those are like car payments now. FG&E is food, gifts, and appreciation. And so when we provide food, per se, at an event, that's inside of that budget. We take an individual out to dinner to have a discussion, and we'll pay for their Dos Primos dinner. That's inside of that. Gifts. If you've ever seen us kind of do gift cards or little tiny things like that, anytime we give a gift, that also includes flowers for somebody in the hospital, those types of things, or meals to provide for somebody. If we, you know, get them some KFC or something, or get them some Terramino's, or is it Terramina's? Amazing place to eat, FYI. You know, just to be able to give somebody, we put that in the gifts category, food categories, and appreciation, just to appreciate volunteers in different routes. That's where that falls into play. Bank fees, God bless them, to the tune of $1,900. Fundraising, Randy, could you touch on what that expense category entails?
That was a category, that actually is the expenses that was a part of the Dream Run 5K.
The Dream Run, okay.
And so those were their total expenses that they had for putting on the Dream
Permits,
Run.
Permits, promotion, all those types
t-shirts,
of things. T-shirts. T-shirts.
And that type of thing.
That end up making their way back in.
Yeah.
Just that upfront cost, we track the expense in that category as well.
That's where I ended up putting it, was because it is a fundraiser for the Dream Center, the excess or the profit from that event was transferred to the Dream Center line item.
Right.
But these were the expenses for that.
And return checks this year have gone down. Thank God for that. Anytime a bad check is written, and it happens, and it's not, I don't think it's intentional, obviously, but that we not only get that income, but we pay a penalty for that. And given the nature of what it is that we do, we would feel very odd to go back to the individual and go, hey, you cost us $25. Can you please give that back? We don't do that. And so that takes a hit, but as you can see, that was part of the aspect. So that's a breakdown of our administration portion of our expenses. Let's go to the next one, Jake. Our building fund was obviously the next one for 2016. Remember, 2015 was its own separate, so it had its own building fund expenses as well. But this is what we spent, and the reason we don't have a breakdown on that is it all went to the building. Every single dime went for drywall, outlets. What's the name of that company, Tim, we kept going to go get stuff at? Electrical place?
Butler Supply.
They can pay a staff person from what we invested into them and what they were a blessing in providing to us as well. But it all went out to do that. That includes the 2016 dream of what we spent, obviously. And just to get this place going, and it's quite incredible that we were able to accomplish what it is that we were able to accomplish with the finances that we had. I mean, it's relatively a small building program that we did financially, and we accomplished a lot because of volunteer labor, but this is what we spent. Another category is facilities, and we wanted to give you a breakdown of that. The facilities budget of our church accounts for right over $75,000 a year, and to give you a breakdown on that, I think this would be interesting for all of us to know and understand what our mortgage is at Journey Church. Our mortgage here at Journey Church last year was $37,534.21. Now, that didn't include January and February because we didn't start paying until, was it April, our mortgage, or was it March?
April.
So the 3 months of that we didn't pay. So obviously our mortgage for 2017 increases quite a bit on that. But that's 9 months of our mortgage there as well. That goes into that category, as well as our rent to the cross was put inside of that we paid. We paid $4,000 a month.
It turned out to be about 46 with utilities.
We paid for utilities, 90% of the utilities at the cross, because we occupied 90% of the schedule at John Deere Drive. But that's what we paid for there. And our mortgage kind of attaches to around that amount as well. Our utilities was $12,424.17. We have gas heat, and that has saved us a little bit in the winter time versus electric heat. And so, but this place is really well insulated, and so it really isn't as damaging as I had thought it would be. And so we're really happy that our utilities are the amount, and it seems to be tracking to be somewhat healthy. It was a little high this past month, but it seems to be tracking really well. Our utilities here at Journey Church. Improvements, if you would, Randy, kind of speak to what our improvements category here
really the next two items that we have there, the improvements, repairs, and maintenance, they really track very close to each other. But as an example of some of the things that I put in improvements was, we had to do, after we were moved in, we found we had some water problems, some leakage. We had to go around, put new fascia.
What a blessing that was.
Yes.
Yeah.
Put some new fascia around the outside to keep water from getting in through the doors, through the into the attic space, some water damage. And so that was like $1,900. Then we did some landscaping a little bit, that Tim, to try to dress up the front, to take a look at that.
Absolutely.
And some of the repairs and finish work on the kitchen was there. I found parking signs, the flags that you see out front, and different things for the parking signs. We rekeyed the facility so that we didn't have a separate key for every door, for every person, to where you could have a master key that would work. And so we had a locksmith come in and rekeyed the facility so that you could kind of have better control of the keys and who had access to certain areas. And then just things like, you know, to Sherwin-Williams, RP Lumber, Home Depot, you know, just things to keep the...
Things add up pretty fast.
Things add up pretty quick, you know, the $40 or $50. And then for repair and maintenance, the big item there is we have to have a fire alarm monitoring system, because we have a fire sprinkler system. The codes, the fire district requires that it be monitored, and that's through Tyco Integrated Securities. They install the system, and then we pay for the installation, and we pay a monthly maintenance fee on that. And that, or well, we pay it quarterly, but that runs between $800 and $900 a quarter for that fire alarm. At this point, at one point, once we pay off the installation, it won't be quite that much. But that's a part of it. We pay pest control monthly. We had some pest control issues, I think, early on.
Well,
and so
explain, and maybe Tim could address the pest control issue. When we found how many birds above this ceiling here?
There were two 55-gallon trash bags full of nesting and birds.
And so there were holes. There were entry points for those birds to get in, and so that was a smell that is likened to what hell will be like. I mean, it was crazy. But that cost to get people in there, and to help clean that up and be a part of that and just the whole pest control process.
Well, that was part of it, but we do pay a pest control company to monthly come in and monitor.
Absolutely.
Monitor, also spray Magruder limestone. We did some work on the parking lot, brought in extra gravel, and you know, again, that's repair and some maintenance, you know, again, to keep water. We had some water coming in a door at the back trying to regrade for that.
It was coming in through here.
Yeah.
Because this is an incline that's headed to the building, so water would just rush into the building. And so, get that regraded was a process.
Regraded.
Too.
And we had to do some AC repair. One of the existing units had to be repaired. And then just the general things like light bulbs and different things like that would fall under that category. So those are those two, that $17,000 of repair and improvements.
Man, that stacks up fast.
Yeah.
It seems like such a big number, but then it becomes quite easy to understand once you go into details like what you're talking about. Insurance for this building is to the tune of $6,372.55. And then cleaning, just to clean this building. And that also includes toilet paper. Journey Church can use some toilet paper, I'll tell you that. And then propane was paying off that propane bill that we used to use over at 421 John Deere Drive. For those of you who may have known, there was a propane tank that heated, that tried to heat the second building. It really didn't succeed at it, but we still owed that. And I'm thankful to my sister at the time worked at AmeriGas and gave us quite a discount for that. We had to pay that bill, so that's what's in there. That's our facilities. Go into missions and outreach, if you would. This is kind of a breakdown of our expenses in missions and outreach. This is what it costs us this year. The primary one, obviously, at the top, and I'm very, very excited about that line item there, right under $31,000 went out toward La Providence. Now, that's kind of a little bit of a deceiving number because the total of that didn't all go to La Providence. Some of that was an expense that we had to put in expense category because, as you know, we promoted a missions trip to Burundi a few years ago and with Ebola. Remember the whole Ebola breakout? We ended up suspending that trip to be church-wide, and people were raising funds for that. And so their money was sitting in our account. And once we were pretty confident we weren't going to go, we offered them last year to get, you know, do you want your trip funds back? And people were raising upwards of a couple $1,000s to each participant. And so some people wanted their funds back. So that's an expense inside of that category. As well as like strawberries, when we do our strawberries fundraiser to purchase the strawberries, to purchase the chocolate, to purchase the containers, to when we do our Renewing Hope, to purchase mugs, all that comes out of that expense that doesn't at all affect the income. What is given in the name of La Providence goes to La Providence. There's no administration person here on staff that receives any dollars that take place outside of the operations of the actual orphanage and to continue to get more finances to them. So I want to make that known. And then Adopt-A-Block this year, in a blessing context, actually was right under $2,700. Now last year it was quite significant because we took a lot of those funds raised and we purchased all of our lawn mowers and all of our leaf blowers and our weed eaters and a lot of that stuff we purchased in 2015, so you don't see that number on here. And so this is just to kind of and our teams do really well taking care of what it is that we have. We don't have a lot of damaged. I've not seen anything damaged. I know Rich, you're kind of part of seeing that over that, but I don't see a lot of our damaged. We really take good care of what it is that we have. They're clean. They're, you know, it's cleaned after use. It's really, really thankful for what our team does there, but that's through what we do there in Adopt-A-Block, and that includes like our block party, throwing a block party out there, and then miscellaneous outreach, which entails
that would be
back to school outreach,
back to
Christmas,
school at Christmas, Thanksgiving. You know, those types of categories. I was trying to think if there was something in the spring, but it's basically, I think, those three major ones was back to school and you know, I also the teacher appreciation, you know, that type
of thing. Oh, that's right. We do that as well. It's a great outreach. Yes, sir.
Can Randy Fields, your mic up here?
I will try to do so. Thank you, Jake.
He's not used to the microphone ministry. Amen. But yeah, we do our back to school. Our youth and kids ministry will take a half sheet cake from Costco and go get a bunch of them and go deliver it to our school system, to different schools in our R3 district. And now they expect it because Pastor Jake's walked in and they're like, we were hoping you'd come, you know, like they couldn't wait. And it's just a way to bless them on the cake. It says, we love you, praying for a great year, Journey Youth and Journey Kids, and just to love on our teachers. And I think it's a really great outreach program that we don't raise money for. It's just an expense that comes out. Obviously, yes, that's a great ministry. Benevolence, for those of you that understand benevolence, if people ask, you know, they need help with an electric bill or help with some rent or help with something, we actually have a stringent application process that filters out people because we don't provide benevolent support to people that are asking for help with their electric bill, yet they have a DirecTV bill. You know, they're just stewardship. Things that we kind of advise them and counsel them, saying, you know, hey, do you smoke? Because if you smoke, do you realize how much you could save if you quit smoking and pay for your electric bill? We've had people ask us to pay for their TV bill before, and it's like, well, maybe you need to turn it off and get to know each other a little bit better. And so we've got an application process that filters through, and that's been really wonderful. Angel is gatekeeper is what I want to say, but at the same time, she's caring, compassionate. And so if people do have a need, we want to meet. So we're very happy to be able to provide that out to the members of our church is what we provide now. Actually, I mean, our members of our church at times will find themselves in need, and we want them to be able to contact the church. And we want the church to be able to help them if they're in a time of need. That's what the church is put on here to do as well, to be a help. Amen? So that nobody has need. That was really the whole theme and vision behind Acts. And so this is just what we get calls on and take care of. We also want to be great stewards over and be careful of what we do with our benevolent finances. And then Beauty for Ashes, right under $1,500 was given toward Beauty for Ashes. We're very thankful for that. Let's look at just another category here, office. Our office category, which is what it takes to run our office here. We spend right under $5,000 just in printing and to have a printer. I'm thankful for the printer. Amen. That's another thing. I would walk into pastors' churches before we ever had one. We were Bonfils, and I'd just stare at their printer, you know, their copier. I'm like, oh, man, one day, you know, just speaking a copy. Now we got one. I love it. But it costs the least, that machine and ink and toner and printing materials. It gets costly. It's about anything in color you see is about 12 cents. A copy costs about 12 cents for a page. Anything black and white, I think, is right around 3 cents. A copy. So we try and do a lot of black and white. If you see some creative black and white images, that's why we're trying to save money. Not everything needs to be color. That's kind of the fun way around the office, at least. And then online services. If you could, Randy, speak to online services.
We do a lot of stuff online these days.
Do.
You know,
yes,
a lot of it is awesome. But just as an example, through our bank, we do something called Online Business Suite that gives us some access to programs that they track and allows us to use their online payroll service and things like that we do use. But then some of our online givings, EFT billing, Subsplash Consulting, a payroll service fee, and probably the largest is our Planning Center online. Which we use for membership, child check-in, donations, and now registrations for activities such as marriage conference, and so those are individual modules that you add on and you pay them a monthly fee for using their services. It's a cloud service, and so that's an Amazon Prime. We do Adobe Creative Cloud that we pay, Dropbox that we use online, you know, which a lot of, you know, so that we can communicate. And Jesse,
Planning Center is about I'd say $3,500 of that annual, or
probably it runs right now at about with the module we just added on for registration, I think it's running just around $200 or maybe a little bit more per month.
which is a fantastic, so a little less than 3,000, but which is a fantastic, it's a church database system. And so every single person, if you, how many got your tax statements returned to you via email? That was done through Planning Center. It's just one click of a button, and it centralizes everybody, and it's a really fantastic church management program that just really helps us out in the greatest of ways. And so that's a part of the online services, and then internet access and hosting.
Well, that would be paying Charter for right to have access to the internet, paying Subplash Consulting for
our app
that we
cost to have the app.
Cost to have the app as a monthly thing that we pay for. And
is that about $1,200 a year? I think it's at $100 a month for the app. Which is a tremendous service. It's a tremendous thing. So and then miscellaneous. What kind of falls inside of that office miscellaneous category? That'd be like postage and.
Well, yeah, that would be. Yeah, I put postage, stamps, shipping, and shipping, postage. I was trying to think other miscellaneous supplies that we get. For the office and maintaining the office.
Yeah, if we buy a picture frame or a stapler or something like that, that's gonna come into
those types of things would fall under the miscellaneous category for office.
So these are kind of breakdown of the major categories. If you would, Jake, go to the next slide and kind of continue out kind of what this looks like. Like our expenses in kids ministry last year was $8,417.81 just to have Journey Kids. And that's actually a phenomenal number for what Journey Kids does with that low of a number. You know, and so like it costs to have curriculum. We run our curriculum now through Orange, which is the top tier children's curriculum. Kara would speak to that in America. Everybody is using Orange. That is anybody now, and it's absolutely phenomenal. What does Orange cost? I know I'm putting you on the spot here. On average.
Well, I know Danny just purchased. I'm not sure
he
whether it was
a year.
Was it a year in advance? It was about $1,200, $1,200 to $1,300.
That's
for the year.
Fantastic curriculum, what you can accomplish through that, and we want to give our kids the very best. So you see a $1,200 price tag on curriculum, it's like, but man, our kids deserve the best. And I'm telling you, well, the teaching that it does, the follow-up aspect on parents are incredible, where you can have discussions with, I mean, it's just awesome how they network it here together. Kids camps, supplies, obviously we provide a lot of all the supplies. We don't ask parents to provide that, we provide that for them just to make Journey Kids run. Obviously, kids camp was a major expense inside of that as well. So that's kind of our kids' budget. Our travel budget, that's what, as you know, like when we're doing the Dream Conference in Phoenix this year, we do that every year. Last year, we didn't go to Phoenix. We went to Dallas to C3, a little bit more of an expensive conference. But we took our team. These guys were working 80 hours a week at a minimum. And I was like, I want to reward these guys with all that they've done to go and refresh these guys. So it was literally right after we opened here, February 7th it was, February 8th, we left for Dallas just to get away and go take care of the staff and invest in them. And so that was that travel. Connections, as you see, it's right around the same number of our income. It's what it costs just to go buy all of our supplies for Connections. Crew and Saver, all the money that came in went out. That's Momentum. That's Beth Moore. That's the Beth Moore Springfield event right there. Our leadership, we pay for childcare for our leadership circles. For somebody to come in and watch the kids of our leaders during the meetings, we pay for that. It's also any other investment that we've made into our leadership, appreciation, Christmas. We gave every leader a little gift just to bless them. And then our media and production, that's if we do sermon illustrations, like when we did the juice series, we purchased the juicer that goes in there, all the fruit from it, or we purchased some programs that Jake needed to run our systems.
Right.
Were you wanting to add anything to
that? I didn't know if maybe the TV there was
the TV, that's part of our media and production team budget right there. Yes, so that's just kind of a breakdown of those expenses. If you go to the next slide, it's a little bit more. Services and events. Services and events, that is Easter. That's Christmas. Those are unique services that we spend money in preparing, doing illustrations. If you guys remember, we built that big tomb stone last Easter, and we were rolling it around the stage, and we invest a lot to bring people here, sow the gospel out there. We're happy to spend those dollars and make that happen. Advertising, getting the word out in it, as well as guest speakers. We pay guest speakers like Steve Lummer, Doug Reed last year, bringing them in. It costs to bring them in flights and put them in hotels and pay for their meals while they're here. We give them, obviously, a nice, generous honorarium for being here with us. We want to be a church that doesn't skimp on blessing our speakers. We bless them. We're happy to be able to do that. A major chunk of that is about half and half. It was about $6,000 for our guests and speakers, and then our services down the end. But we're just very happy to be able to provide that, as well as our youth. The majority of that was our youth camp, obviously, and then Jake just comes in and he'll get gifts or giveaways and go do different things and events, and that's where those expenses come out of, like Six Flags, when he took the Six Flags or go do things like that. Those are some of those expenses that you see there. Vehicles, thank God for vehicles, our orange boats that are out there. That includes the purchase of those vehicles, as well as the insurance and any maintenance to take care of those vehicles. And then as you see sports down there, which is really a small price tag, but what comes in goes out. We're actually $91 in the hole on sports, but that's about it. So does anybody have, we're going to get to the net loss here in just a moment. Does anybody have any questions on the expense categories that we've shared so far? We're doing our job then. Amen. We just want to be as informative as possible. I'm not seeing anybody yawn yet. I absolutely love these details. So, but let's get to the net loss categories. We can kind of look at these two numbers kind of next to each other. You see here a net loss of right under $40,000. And to explain what that is and why that is, I don't want to chalk that up to nasty stewardship, because it isn't. We really do the best we possibly can. We were just hit with this building. This building cost a whole lot more than what we had in the moment. And so we were really kind of blindsided by what I call there's a new ministry that I want to create here called our sprinkler system recovery program. We were told before we purchased this property we didn't have to get a sprinkler system. Before we purchased it, it was actually contingent on us purchasing this property. We went to the city, we went to the fire marshal, we went to the building administrator, and we said, here's our plans, here's our architectural plans, is what we want to do to this property, do we need a sprinkler system? And they all said, no, you do not. And so that's fantastic, because then we have the means from which we're going to raise, that we've already raised from Journey Church, and the loan that we're going to get from the bank to accomplish all that we're going to accomplish. So we purchased the property, we closed, and we began to move forward. And at the first visit of the fire marshal to here, he looks on the plans and he says, where's the sprinkler system? And not only where's the sprinkler system, but you need a sprinkler system below the ceiling, and you need a dry system put above the ceiling. And so we're talking well over 100. This is a six-figure decision. And so we're wondering what we're going to have to do here, because I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I'm actually quite upset with the way the city has handled things. And I will update you next year, hopefully, or the year after that, as to what I will do and what my plan of action is to the city regarding this, because it's quite upsetting. Not that I am opposed to our safety in the midst of a fire. I am not saying that I do not care about the safety of our church, but it's what was the requirements. And so when we're told something and then told something else, and then we were told afterwards, well, you should... Anyway, I can't get into it for anybody watching on YouTube. However, if you want to talk to me about it afterwards, I will gladly talk to you afterwards. Amen. Or shoot me an email. But it's just, we had to adjust at that, because that added on our price tag at a level where we really didn't know, okay, well, now we're not going to do the kids' wing, or now we're not going to do the office wing. Well, we already started the office wing, already put framing up. And so I made the decision to not do the kids' wing. And the reason I said that was it's going to be a lot easier to raise money for a kids' wing than it is for an office wing. And so the 2016 dream, please give us offices. I just didn't see passion to the plate for that. And so I said, let's just wait. And I see passion to make this happen for our kids' wing. But it ended up costing more, obviously. And we don't want to skimp on our kids' wing. You walk into that kids' wing, it's something to be proud of. We recently had, is it called the Flower Club or the Rose Club of Troy? There's Garden Club of Troy. Just a couple of weeks ago, asked us if we would open our facility because they do a round. The Garden Club, they go to people's houses. It's a really big organization, a big club here. And they wanted to come and tour Journey Church. And every person that came in this church was like, wow. And then they were really wowed when they walked into our kids' ministry, or we say the wing that IKEA built. And it was just absolutely phenomenal how much we impressed people in that kids' wing. And I'm like, our kids deserve it. We've got a lot of young families in our church, and I would want to be a part of a church that would pour into my kids and see my kids worth it instead of basement ministries. How many know what I'm talking about? And so they deserve the best, so that's why we gave them the best, and it cost, and I wasn't going to compromise on certain things. It was, no, we're going to do this. And so what ended up happening was, obviously, we did the 2016 dream. We needed about $50,000, and we came quite short of that. And I don't blame the church for that. Obviously, our church sacrificed a lot on the shoulders just to get into this building. And so to even go out and ask another 50, you can just see I would look at these sprinkler systems during worship and go, why? You know, and I got to ask, but God was telling me to ask the church. And people continued to give on top of what they'd already given the last 2 years to provide to get us into this building. And so I cannot thank you enough for all that you gave to make what we all have happen. My wife and I included. I mean, I went to go preach at other churches just to take the honorariums given me, just to give to the building program, just to take care of what it is that God has given us, because we just needed to go and get finances to make it happen. But it cost us. It cost us in the hole, and that's where you see that dollar sign in the red, and that's how much in the red we went into. And I'm not ashamed of that. I'm proud to be in the red for that purpose alone. I wouldn't be proud to be in the red for any other purpose. If it was just our normal operating budget, there would be no excuse. We would have to have an answer, and heads would need to roll in order for that to be a reality of our normal operating expenses. But because of the building program, I trust that you would understand and agree with that. And so thankfully we had that. Thankfully we had that to give and to make happen out of our general fund money. We had that money in our account to be able to take care of what the church was not able to give in the plate above and beyond normal giving. And so we had that, and we were thankful to be able to do that. Now, our general fund budget took a major hit, obviously, as you see. It took a $40,000 hit because we weren't able to meet that need. But again, I just want to stress, had we not had to put a sprinkler system in, not only would this building be done, we'd have a new roof on here, we would have a complete new parking lot, the exterior of the building would be completely renovated. And so it would have all been done. Now we have to put the roof on hold, we got to put the parking lot on hold, and we got to put the exterior renovation on hold. I mean, I was so mad just at the fact that we had the exterior that we have. I was going to put a sign on the outside that just said, you should see the inside. You know, don't disqualify us by looking at the old warehouse-looking thing. So anyway, but how many know? I mean, what we've done with what we have is pretty creative and pretty incredible, and I credit our team to that. Missy has been fantastic. Missy was over our interior design, so everything here was that you see outside, inside, as far as her vision was kind of her vision to help us adapt as well. And Jake and Tim and our team, just so many people. Jim Beechler, guys like him who were in here 4 or 5 hours a day. Unbelievable. It blew me away. So I'm just so thankful for that. And like I said, our general fund took a hit, took a $39,599.88 hit. And so I want to share with you as of January 1 what our general fund account balance is, as well as other ministry account balances. So if you would go to the next slide here, Jake. And this is our current account totals as of January 1. Our general fund obviously took that hit. We've got $35,397.13 to our name. as far as our general fund. This is tithes and offerings that operate our children's ministry expenses, that operate our administration, our facilities budget, pays the mortgage, all those to our office. All those things come out of our general fund. And as you can see, that may look like a big number, but it's not. That's about a month of what we spend here at Journey Church. And so we've got a month. We had 3 months in reserve, and that's to the integrity of any organization or business to have 3 months of your operating expenses sitting in your account to operate out of. And we don't want to be lavish. We're not looking for big savings accounts, but business wisdom is to have 3 months of your operating expenses in an account. And so obviously we took a hit on that. We were always aiming to get there. We never were able to get there. And then with the building fund hit, we really weren't able to get there. But that's what we've got now. And we continue to trust that God continues to put on people's hearts to tithe, to continue the ministry outreach. Because not only do we want to bless the ministry reach that we have, but we want to continue to do more and take care of this campus more. And so that's kind of what we got right there. Our Dream Center Fund. $10,803.99 we've got right now in our Dream Center Fund. Those dollars are specifically designated to help us start our men's discipleship home in September, from which we need $82,000 to start that budget, and I'll get into that in just a moment. But that's what we've got right now in our Dream Center Fund. I can get to that. Our La Providence Fund right now, what we have is $8,303.47. And that's a blessing right there in the lease. Our Beauty for Ashes Fund, what we've got in there. And again, what comes in goes out. We continue to give that out. We don't hold these monies hostage by any means and use them in any other way. If somebody gives to La Providence, those monies are by law and our definition of our not-for-profit, or we would lose our status if we continued to manipulate monies like that. We don't ever transfer monies over from one area to the next. And then our youth fund currently has 37, 57, 51 inside of it. And those are our current account totals right now. With what we have shared before, we kind of just shared just a brief couple of minutes on what our 2017 budget looks like. Does anybody have any questions on what we've shared so far? Does anybody find this informative? Amen. And so that's what we have now, and we celebrate that and pray for that and always look for that to grow and our impact to grow. If we would go to the next slide and just give you a little preview of what our 2017 budget is. And this is just our general fund budget. This is not the $400,000 or the $535,000 budget. We're not including youth camp in this budget. This is primarily our administration, our facilities, things that affect just the plate at Journey Church. Just our general tithes and offerings. This is our general fund budget expense, which is lower than what we had last year because we want to get back. We need to rescue our general fund that took that hit. And so we've kind of crimped down ministry budgets. I went to Danny and I was like, hey, I need you to cancel out $1,800 out of your budget. I went to Jake. I need you to take $1,800 out of your budget. I went to Tim. He's over our facilities, but he's also over our worship programs. I need you to take X amount and X amount out of this budget to help us get to a place where not only we can invest in our staff more and our salaries, however, but to also help replenish a fund that took a really big hit last year. And then our Troy Dream Center budget, obviously $82,000 that we want to meet. And I'm praying about the strategies on how we're going to get that, obviously, what God's plan is for that. Pray with us in that. That's a big number. We plan to open up the Troy Dream Center in September. September 1, and God has specifically told me to not open the Dream Center until that money is raised, that we need to raise our first year's budget before we open the Dream Center. Now, that's not what he told me about Journey Church. He told me to start Journey Church when I didn't have anything, and so just take the step and it'll be there. But I'm led by his voice in this, and so I don't feel that's what he wants us to do. I feel very sternly that God has told me, don't start this without having the first year budget. And I've kind of dug into why. God doesn't give the why too much on me, but the sense that I'm getting from the Lord in prayer is that we're going to be so busy with the operation of it, we're not going to be able to focus too much on the fundraising aspect to get the second year budget going. And so we need to raise this first year to help make that happen But we really got great plans. One of our big plans, and we want to promote this, if you would, Jake, just go over to the Dream Center fundraising dinner, if you would, that picture. And we're going to plan on doing this April 21st. If you would, pray with us for this night. We're going to really be trying to ask for the movers and shakers and influential people in our community to be a part of this dinner. And it's going to be, right now, we're teetering between $25 and $50 a plate dinner to bring people in here. We're going to have invitations, obviously, into the city council, the mayor's office, business owners in our community, all that have a heart to see substance abuse destroyed in our community. Everybody wants to see this. Our school administration, we want to be able to offer them opportunity to be here. And then we just want to share the vision of the Dream Center and what we're going to do and what we're going to start. And I'm believing on that night that obviously we've got $10,800 plus in the account, so minus that off of the $82,000, right over $71,000 we need to suffice. I'm believing for that $71,000 to be pledged that night. And believe with me with that, if you would. And so we're just praying. And so right now we're creating a network strategy to get those people here and what we're going to do. We're going to do it fancy. This whole place is the presentation we've got. We're working on. It's going to be fantastic. I can't wait. And so pray with us if that's kind of our goal, to accomplish that. Am I missing anything here, sir?
Not that I can think of, Not that I can think of, Jesse. How's that?
Well, right on. Does anybody have any questions whatsoever? Yes, sir. Rich York. Dream Center fundraising dinner going to be here? Yes, it will be right here in this auditorium. We're looking at about 100-150 seats. We're going to rent tables and catering company, and it's going to be a real, real deal. We've even got the expenses of that dinner inside of this budget. But that's kind of what our plan is. Yes, sir. Anybody else? Okay. Well, fantastic. Well, I can't thank you enough. To see what God did here in this church this past year is absolutely phenomenal. We were able to baptize nearly 50 people here at Journey Church this past year. And that is something absolutely phenomenal to be a part of. We saw over 200 people give their lives to Christ this past year. I mean, 200 people give their lives to Christ, make decisions for Christ in our services. And, you know, we're honored to be able to do that and see that. You know, and being about 50 people get baptized, it really kind of shows the parable of the sower. You know what I'm saying? And so, we're honored to see people. And I see people in these seats that were a part of that. Like Liz Hall, I see her and watching her baptize and worshiping here in this church. It's just really phenomenal to see the addition that God does to the church. That's why we do it. We do it for life impact. And that's the vision behind all the dollars and cents that we have. And we could not be more thankful for your support in that. From every student, I'm telling you, Rise Camp was such an incredible, impactful moment and week for these students. I mean, you can just see out there on our wall one of the pictures of the students worshiping what that experience was like, and doing it was the gala, isn't it called, Jake? That's just a fundraiser again that our we came to and just to support and buying auction stuff and just helping life change happen in every possible vein that we can through our Adopt-A-Block and Dream Center programs. We've got our PTSD group that started off this past year, our recovery groups, oh my goodness, our Thanksgiving outreach. Chris, all of that just goes to be such a blessing here to our community, and this Men's Discipleship Home is no different. We're headed to great places as a church. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Randy, if you would, just close us out in prayer, my brother, and let's just ask God to bless this year. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we do thank you for your faithfulness, your goodness to us. I'm amazed just to sit back, and even though I'm involved in the detail, but just to see, God, what you have done, to see your handwork, to see how you accomplish things that we cannot do on our own. And we just give you the praise and the glory for it. We lift you up. We know that you are leading us and that you are guiding us. And God, we just pray your blessing over 2017. God, that we know you have the vision, and we just need to catch that and follow that vision. And Lord, just put that fire within our hearts. And we know that if we give it to you, that you will bless it beyond what we can even imagine, what we can even think of, what we can even dream. And again, we give you the glory, we give you the praise, and we lift you up and give you the honor in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you all so much for being in our session, and look forward to next year. Double the amount of people. That's what we're praying for. Thank you, everyone, for joining us online. Amen.